At least 6 people were injured, including elderly demonstrators, after a man allegedly used a makeshift flamethrower in a targeted attack on a rally in Boulder, Colorado, on Sunday, where attendees had gathered to raise attention to the plight of Israeli captives who remain in Gaza. Authorities said the incident is being investigated as a potential terror attack and confirmed that the suspect, identified as Mohammed Sabri Solomon, 45, has been taken into custody. The incident occurred in the early afternoon on Pearl Street Mall, a popular shopping and pedestrian area where members of the volunteer group Run for Their Lives had gathered. According to Mark Mihalik, a special agent with the FBI, Solomon shouted "Free Palestine" before igniting the device. Witnesses and local reports indicated that he may have used Molotov cocktails or a similar incendiary setup, resulting in a burst of flames engulfing multiple victims. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Stand With Us, at Stand With Us. Police confirmed the 6 victims were aged between 67 and 88 years old, all participants in the rally. 2 of the wounded were airlifted to nearby hospitals with serious burn injuries, while the remaining were treated on site or at local facilities. Eyewitness Brooke Kaufman, 19, a University of Colorado student, said she saw at least 4 women on the ground with burns. "One woman looked burned all over and someone had wrapped her in a flag," she said. "Everybody was yelling, 'Get water, get water.' There was panic," she added. The suspect was also injured and transported to hospital. Authorities have not yet detailed the extent of his injuries or whether he has legal representation. Boulder Police Chief Steve Redfern urged the public to avoid speculation while interviews with witnesses continued. "It would be irresponsible to assume motive while our investigation is still ongoing," he said. "This was a peaceful gathering, and the injuries are consistent with them having been set on fire. This was a beautiful Sunday afternoon in downtown Boulder on Pearl Street, and this act was unacceptable," Redfern added. "I ask that you join me in thinking about the victims, the families of those victims, and everyone involved in this tragedy." Colorado Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, said he was closely monitoring the investigation and condemned the incident. "Hate-filled acts of any kind are unacceptable," Polis said in a statement. The incident comes amid a period of heightened polarization in the United States over the ongoing war on Gaza. The incident comes amid heightened tensions in the United States over Israel's war on Gaza. President Donald Trump have sought to characterize pro-Palestinian demonstrations as anti-Semitic. His administration has been accused of detaining anti-war protesters without charge and withholding federal funding from elite universities that have allowed such protests on campus.